time ago whilst I was hunting up pedigrees for the new county history. I am Parson Tringham, the antiquary of Stagfoot Lane. Don't you really know, Durbeyfield, that you are the lineal representative of the ancient and knightly family of the d'Urbervilles, who derive their descent from Sir Pagan d'Urberville, that renowned knight who came from Normandy with William the Conqueror, as appears by Battle Abbey Roll? Never heard it before, sir. Well, it's true. Throw up your chin a moment, so that I may catch the profile of your face better. Yes, that's the d'Urberville nose and chin, a little debased. Your ancestor was one of the 12 knights who assisted the Lord of Estremavilla in Normandy in his conquest of Glamorganshire. Branches of your family held manors all over all this part of England. Their names appear in the pipe rolls in the time of King Stephen. In the reign of King John, one of them was rich enough to give a manor to the knights hospitallers. And in Edward II's time, your forefather Brian was summoned to Westminster to attend the great council there. You declined a little in Oliver Cromwell's time, but to no serious extent, and in Charles II's reign you were made Knights of the Royal Oak for your loyalty. Aye, there have been generations of Sir Johns among you, and if knighthood were hereditary, like a baronetcy, as it practically was in old times when men were knighted from father to son, you would be Sir John now.
"You don't say so."
"In short," concluded the parson, decisively smacking his leg with his switch, "there's hardly such another family in England."
"Dey's my eyes, and isn't there?" said Durbeyfield. "And here I have been knocking about year after year from pillar to post, as if I was no more than the commonest feller in the parish. And how long have this news about me been known, Parson Tringham?"
The clergyman explained that, as far as he was aware, it had quite died out of knowledge, and could hardly be said to be known at all. His own investigation had begun on a day in the preceding spring, when, having been engaged in tracing the vicissitudes of the d'Urberville family, he had observed d'Urberville's name on his wagon, and had thereby been led to make inquiries about his father.